What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Life is Beautifully Complex. What's up?
Nothing.
Whole lot of nothing.
A lot of nothing.
So I have something to talk about.
Okay.
What do you feel about this, like, Olivia Jade, Lori Loughlin, the, like, celebrities paying off colleges to put their kids in college?
Oh my gosh. I feel like the first time I heard that, I felt like I was being raped. It's like, I felt like all my hard work was just down the drain because we have people who aren't even, honestly, not as bright going to college. And I heard that she didn't even want to go to college in the first place.
Well, I heard that she didn't even know that, like, she didn't know, like, the kids didn't know that their parents were doing these things.
No, like, they didn't. But then, like, Olivia or whatever said that she did not want to go to college, but
I heard that because she does YouTube.
Yeah, and her parents are just like, no, you're not going to college, and they just enrolled her.
It's so crazy. Yeah. I guess it didn't hit me as hard because, like, I wasn't in college when the news broke. If I was in college, I probably would feel, although I am, like, $80,000-something in debt from college, but, like,
I feel that. Like, that's why I'm just like, what?
Excuse me?
I went to school out of state with dorming fees, like,
yeah. I feel like, why? I mean, they could have gone anywhere, gone in anywhere, like, or not, or just done whatever they
wanted to do because they were, like, just financially stable.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And then, but to, like, put your entire, like, acting career on the line to, like, get your kid into a school that they don't even want to go to, like,
right? And she's doing fine as a YouTuber. She's happy, she's having fun, she's making money.
Yeah, but like, the parents literally wrecked their kids' lives now, because of this. Like, Olivia Jade is literally in hiding.
Yeah.
Except
I feel
so
bad for her.
I saw yesterday on, like, one of those Snapchat news things or whatever, somebody spotted her at, like, a IKEA or something. They're like, Olivia Jade has been in hiding for the past, like, however many months, and spotted at IKEA. Like, of all the places to, like, to go after being in hiding for so long, or, well, not in hiding, but, like, out of the spotlight.
Like a hiatus, like, yeah. Type of thing.
Why IKEA? She's like, I understand, like, Chipotle, but, like...
honestly, like, I don't get why you would just follow her into a store where she could have needed something, you know, like, right. Just to report her at IKEA. Like, what are you doing in IKEA as well? Are you stalking her?
Like, true, true. But I guess that's what people, like, yeah, make their money off of, paparazzi and stuff. I don't know. Let's see.
I just feel so bad. And I also feel like, because I was in college when that news broke out, I was just like, oh, so this is what happens when you have money.
Right.
But then, like, I also feel bad because they didn't want this, and now their lives are ruined. Lori's career is ruined.
Yeah, Aunt Becky.
Poor Aunt Becky.
Poor Aunt Becky.
Poor Aunt Becky.
What are they going to do? I guess, is Fuller House over? I think it is.
They came out with, what, like, 3 seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a little OD.
Yeah. I also don't know what that sound is. Like, who's here? Oh, you know what it is? So my dad literally, like, he keeps our garage door open, which I probably shouldn't say on the internet, but you don't know where I live, so. he keeps the garage door open and, like, minorly, like, flexing his, like, BMW motorcycle. But, like, people just, like, randomly stop by, like, see the door open and, like, think it's okay to, like, be like, hey, what's up? Nice bike. And, like, this dude literally came off the street. Like, I walked through the garage, this guy on, like, a bike. Like a literal bike. It looks like he's leaving.
Actually, that was a FedEx truck.
Oh, well, he was probably looking at the bike too. But anyway, like, this guy in literal, like, bike shorts and, like, full on, like, a biking garb, like, was in the garage just talking to my dad about his motorcycle.
And it's just so funny because I didn't see this guy.
It's like, if you could imagine, like, Neil Armstrong or whatever, not, yes.
The
Neil?
Astronaut?
No. What's it? Lance. Neil Armstrong. Wow. It's early. It's early. Not. It's 3. But Lance. Lance Armstrong. The bicyclist. Not the astronaut. We could see Lance. Picture him. That's what this guy looked like.
All right. Right,
like full on like tight biking.
Now just thinking about it.
Are you thinking about Neil?
Yes. Thinking about an astronaut in biker shorts.
One small step for mankind.
Oh my gosh, speaking of bikes though, like why can we talk about how my college wasted so much money on giving out free bikes for people to ride around campus?
Is it like the bike share? Thing,
or it's like a bike share thing, and like they installed bike racks everywhere, and we had free bikes for to use. People stole them.
What?
Guilty as charged. My roommate Tia stole one. We kept one in our room during the semester. Like she rode it back to the dorms, and it's just like we had to tell anybody. But I did something like what? She walks in with a bike. I'm like, oh my god, Tia. I can't believe you stole the bike. It was just sitting right behind her desk.
LIU Post, if you hear this, the bike has been returned since this podcast, right?
The bikes are all gone. We don't have them anymore.
Oh, they took them away.
Because of you.
Because of Tia.
Because of how everybody else was treating them. Because, like, I heard that, like, some people took apart these bikes and sold the parts.
That's so unfortunate because I see these, like, bike share things in Boston and whatever. Usually they are like chipped, I think, though, because you have to pay for them. They've got like a computer inside of them, so they're tracked. Yeah. These were just bikes.
No, they just bought bikes for campus, put them on bike racks, and then anybody could just.
That's a little strange.
Take them and ride. Well, our campus isn't that big.
But I mean, like that's asking for trouble.
Yeah, and then whenever we just return the bikes to a bike rack, we just clip them and empty it.
Weird. I mean, I would steal one probably. Keep it as my own.
Nice and yellow.
Were they?
Yeah.
That's hard to, like, hide.
And then just last semester, we found a bike sitting out on the lawn.
Randomly?
Randomly. It was like, oh my god, it's the bike.
It's come back. It's returned. So, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I saw the new It 2
trailer. Oh my god, don't spoil it for me. I haven't watched it
yet. You haven't watched the trailer?
No, I haven't watched it yet, and I'm so excited for It Chapter 2.
Can I just tell you, I was shook. Shook to my core.
And it also just makes it more, like, because I'm such a, like, nerd about film.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah, I watched the first one twice.
Okay.
I watched it the first time with my uncle and my aunt. And then I made my sister watch it.
Did you go to the theater to watch it, or did you watch it at home?
No, I didn't get to go to the theater because I was so busy traveling. Because
it costs like $1 million for the movies now.
No, I was actually in Canada. So we were spending Christmas with my uncle up in Canada, so I wasn't able to go to the movie theaters then. But we came back to my house, and
we streamed that illegally. Oh, I'm
just kidding. So yeah, we watched it, and I honestly didn't get scared. But then Lena, my sister, was just like, oh, let's watch it. I'm like, okay, but I set it up. She brought her giant koala from upstairs in her room downstairs because she was so scared. And I was basically Snapchatting her reaction to the big parts.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because she can't do scary movies, but for some reason, she was so motivated to watch It. And I'm like, you know what? You're in for a thrill.
I love all Stephen King films.
I just love Stephen King in general. Like, his books were, like, a masterpiece.
I know. There's a new one coming out. Well, so they did The Shining, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Dr. Sleep, which is the, like, the sequel to The Shining.
Right. Yeah.
And they're doing a movie of Dr. Sleep, and I think it comes out maybe this week or this year or next year.
I still have to watch Pet Sematary, too.
I haven't seen that yet, the new one. Yeah,
but everybody is like, oh, Maine, lobsters, all this. I'm like, Stephen King.
Yeah. You must have seen the video I did with Alana. We've gotten so much hate. We did this video where this girl, Alana, and I went to Bangor, which is where Stephen King lives or lived, and his, like, mansion is there. And we just did, like, this, like, video just, like, mocking, I don't know what's happening downstairs, something crazy. But we basically just made, like, a comedic, like, short video of us going up there, like, making it super dramatic, like, we were so scared, and, like...
It was, like, a parody.
It was, yeah, it was definitely a parody, and, like, we were just joking, and we got so much hate from all these people that were, like, you don't even know what you're talking about, that's not where it's whatever was filmed, and that's, you know, what... And we were just like, really, guys? Like, this is what YouTube does. Like, people sit... Or this is what the internet does.
It's just what the internet does. It just, like, basically shows, like, how ignorant people can be and how they can't take a joke on the internet.
Well, that and, like, why do you feel the need to put your two cents in?
It's because they're sitting behind a computer screen and they feel like they can't get attacked for anything, so they just attack others. It's just what they do when they're bored, you know? It's just, like, one of those things.
It's, like, I feel like this wasn't, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong or maybe it just wasn't as, like, known, but since social media and since the internet, people are so much more hateful. Like, or maybe they're just, it's an outlet for them where they can be hateful without backlash, but, like...
But even then, there'd be somebody to be like, no, that's not what it is. And right. Then they just get into, like, arguments on the internet. And I'm just like, for what? You're gonna waste your time and energy on negativity. And then, not only that, but I feel like it's just, I don't know, it's like a thing where people just can't just take it, you know? Like, everybody's become... super sensitive nowadays, and, like, you have to be careful about what you post.
Guilty. I'm so sensitive.
Well, just, somebody's gonna be like, this podcast sucks! You know, we can't do this anymore.
I'm sorry, we're gonna have to quit. No. I'm sensitive. Like, I'm emotional. I'm very in tune with my emotions and my thoughts and feelings.
Which is a good thing, because not a lot of people can actually say that.
Yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, it's bad when you surround yourself with people who maybe aren't necessarily in tune with their feelings, and then they put you down for being emotional or for being sensitive. And it's
not good for you.
Right. Like, I lived in such a negative space for so long because, like, you when you're in something or, like, you're around people who are negative all the time and that's just, like, your everyday life... It's so hard to see outside of that bubble and realize how much negative energy you're surrounding yourself with. And it's completely, like, up to us to change that.
Right.
So, like, recently I've just been trying to be as positive as possible. Like, even things that are maybe stressful, I just, like, try and find the positive.
Which is totally understandable, because when you're under a lot of stress, that's a lot of negative emotions. And... it's a good outlet to know that you're putting off negative, like, thoughts and emotions, but then also it's a good thing to become stronger and, like, get out of that, you know, and surround yourself with people who are positive and will help you through that stress.
It's definitely hard because you can lose yourself. Like, I lost myself for so long. Like, I didn't know who I was. Like, especially being in a relationship with somebody or friends with somebody or even, like, being around negative family, like... It's hard to get out of it once you're in it, and it's also hard to separate yourself from, like, that person or that situation because, like, you feel like you're, like, intermeshed into it, and it, you know,
it's, yeah, like, mostly when you've, like, invested so much of your time in it.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, how do I get out of this now? Like, what will make me who I was before all of this negativity, you know?
I honestly think, like, we're always, like, changing and becoming new versions of ourselves, like, better, sometimes worse. Like, I honestly feel like where I am right now is the best possible version of me so far.
Okay, like, I was gonna say, like...
Like, so far, that I've had so far.
Yeah.
Because I'm able to see, like, the positives of everything. I'm able to, like... forgive the people that have been just, like, horrible to me or let me down or whatever. Like, I can forgive and, like, move on and, like, not let it affect anything going forward. It's, like, and it's hard.
Right.
It's hard not to drag your past into your present and make it a part of who you are. But, like, and I thought that that's, you know, I've gone through so much in my life and, like, my life has been so crazy and chaotic and, like, up and down and, you know, between family and relationships and friends and, like, and just, like, career-wise and everything else. Like, I'm always bouncing. Definitely. And like, I feel like now I'm able to say, like, okay, that happened. It made me stronger, or it made me realize what I don't want, and now I'm able to go forward. Right,
and I think it's important to know that, like, even if you do bring your past into your present, you can take all that and learn for the future.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people who are just staying stuck in the past, and they can't grow from it, and they just stay consistently, and they just plateau.
Mm-hmm.
into that one personality, and there's no room for growth or even anything at that point.
You know what else drives me crazy is, like, when people preach, like, oh, self-care, self-love, positivity, but they're not, it's just, like, an act to...
And they're not doing it themselves.
Right, and, like, it's one thing to say it, like, absolutely, every day I, like, say it, I tag my photos with it, and, like,
mm-hmm.
because it's a reminder to me, but if... you're not actually changing, like, what you're doing, how you're talking to people, how you're acting, then that's just not, like, it's just a lie. It's, like, basically just a facade and, like, yeah. a mask of who you are. And it's, like, it's so infuriating when people are, like, oh, I can't, like, be your friend, or I can't, like, whatever, because I need to work on me. It's, like, okay, but, like, you can, unless somebody's, like, really toxic in your life, like, you can simultaneously, like, be better and...
have people support you.
And have people support you.
It's like that whole support system that when you're working on yourself, you can't really do it alone sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
There are just some points in your lives where you have to do it alone, because that's an obstacle that you started alone and you have to finish it alone.
Right.
But if you are working towards yourself as a whole, a complete whole, you are able to get help. You're able to ask for support, and there's going to be people out there willing to stay by your side. And if you can't take that and use it to its full advantage, then it's just like, what else is there for you, you know?
Yeah.
And you'll lose people that you're close to, you'll lose people that are important to you, only because, like, you don't know how to reach out, even if it's hard, you know?
Right.
Even, like, a tiny little step saying, like, hey, I need somebody to talk to, and if it's even not in depth as, like, we do, like,
right.
it's still a start.
Yeah. I feel like that's, like, the first step is, like, recognizing those people in your life that make a positive difference, or, like, you can talk to. And I never think, like, cutting people out of your life just because, like, you need to grow and you're, like, I'm outgrowing them. Like, no, that's, like, that's just such a cop-out. Like, if you don't want to, you know, it bothers me so much. Like, it's one of those things where it's, like, and I see it so much in, like, also, can you hear that wind? It feels like we're in a tornado. Like, I see it on the internet a lot. Like, people will be like, oh, we're taking time apart to, like, work on ourselves. It's like, I don't understand that mentality, per se. Like, unless you're, like, really in a dark place, or that person's, like, super toxic and you need that, like, space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can do both. And, like, if you're in a relationship and you love that person, like, they're supportive of you, or that friendship and they're supportive of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can literally find yourself and, like, take care of yourself.
Like, and find, like, a middle ground.
Right.
In between you and that person, because if they're supportive, they love you enough, they'll understand that you'll need some space.
Yeah.
And they'll still be there for you. You just gotta let them know. But yeah. to have things end and cut people out of your life like that, it's just, like...
yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand it either.
I just don't get it. I don't understand living in that, like, negative space all the time. And
it just sucks, because, like, I used to live in that negative space.
Oh, same.
So much until just maybe after my sophomore year of college, where it's just like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm, all right, hello, Dorothy, come home.
Yeah. Like,
but I was just living in that negative space because, like, the first 2 years of college, I barely knew anybody. It's a new place. And, like, it always happens. Like, I always open up and come out of my shell within, like, the last year and a half
mm-hmm.
before I, like, have to leave everybody. And I just, ugh. Yeah. But, yeah, just living in that negative space, I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to be living in an industry that gives me so much criticism. And mm-hmm. I just need to make sure that, like, I'm able to get through that without bringing myself down and saying, oh, my work sucks, because
right. We live in a highly populated area right here.
But, yeah, like, I can't have that anymore, because if I'm proud of something, I'm definitely going to say that I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
So, it's just, like, I can't.
I struggle, like, so, obviously, we're both creative, and, like, it's hard because I hate to push my creative things on people, like,
mm-hmm.
posting about... Even just this podcast, like, it takes a lot for me to, like, make a post on my own social media to promote, like, myself.
Right.
You know, because it's hard.
You know, and it also seems like you're pushing it onto people. You know?
Yeah, or, like, a narcissist or something. You know, like...
like, look at me, I'm so great, I did a podcast. And it's just, like, that's not the reason. We're just spreading, like, a type of awareness that...
Yeah, like, for instance, so, like, I notice a lot, like... So, like, you started on Instagram that was, like, your fitness journey.
Yeah.
And, like, that, you know, you post pictures of your journey through fitness. Like, and I think that's so great, and it holds you accountable. It, like, helps other people, like, motivates other people.
Mm-hmm.
What I hate is the people that will post, like, every once in a while, like, a picture of them, like, half naked and be, like, fitness goals, like, I'm doing so well, proud of myself.
Yeah.
Like, you're just looking for attention.
Yeah, that's attention seeking.
Like, full face of makeup, like, in fitness gear. Like, you did not just work out.
No.
Like,
I get it. There's some people that can work out in makeup, but because, like, what the type of person I am, I just cannot work out in makeup.
But, I mean, you cannot tell me that, like, you can have, like, perfectly dry hair, like... There's no...
True.
I
mean, where's the sweat?
They literally got into those clothes and just, like, took a picture, selfie in the mirror.
Right? Unless, like, you just took a shower and you're lounging in your fab fit
outfit. It's my 2 for $24. Oh, my God. I was literally just on fab fit today. You know why? Because an ad popped up and I clicked on it because that's what I do.
PR marketing skills.
Yeah, literally.
My professor would be so proud.
It's literally like, but it's backwards. Like, I know the tricks. I took PR. Like, I'm a PR major, master's degree in PR and marketing. Like, and I still click every single ad.
You still get baited into everything.
Every time. Literally. Okay, so this Instagram, like, I guess page, like, reached out to me and was like, oh, we have these bracelets, and they're, like, those, like, beads that are kind of, like, different colors, they're, like, stone or whatever, and they're, like, some of our proceeds go back to mental health and blah, 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 and I was like, oh, that's so great, and they're, like, if you want to promote us, like, order, we'll give you a code, and, like,
I
all
know
that
where
stuff.
This is going.
And I was like, oh, great, like, that's awesome, and I, like, bought it. It was, like, $24, which is obscene. I can buy it for, like, $5 on Amazon. Didn't know this at the time, like, paid the money, like, promoted them on my stuff, and, like, got this thing. It came in this tiny little package from, like, China, and, like, I get it, and then, like, the next day, I kid you not, like, had been talking about the bracelet, which, you know, like, obviously the government is listening at all times, but, like, an ad popped up, and it was, like, from Amazon, or, like, I don't know, like, one of those sites that, like, mass produces things, and it was this exact bracelet that I had on for, like, $5, and I was, like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, and I thought it was, like, their handmade, like, their specific bracelets, like, that you can't get them anywhere else. It's, like, theirs. No. Like, for sure, paid far too much money for it. Like, don't know what mental health organizations the money's going to. But, like, yeah.
Yeah, that thing that, you have to be careful with those things.
I'm not, though. I download every app that is shown to me. Like, the easy vlogging app I just downloaded that's supposed to, like...
That you need to get rid of now.
Yeah, because literally, like, first of all, I don't vlog. Second, like, it was like, it'll magically jump cut your videos for you. So I'm like, okay, cool, like, I'm gonna try it out. It should do it on every pause of your, you know, words. And I just made, like, a quick video just talking. And then it jump cut, like, cut me off, like, various times. I was like, well, yeah. All right,
this is why you edit yourself.
Yeah. I was like, I don't have, you know, all those crazy editing tools on my computer for nothing.
Right.
But sometimes I feel like the phone can be, like, even better. Like, I don't
like
have
the
to
phone
take, like,
can be better. I understand because, like, there's so many editing apps that you can download on your phone, and it's easy access.
Picture editing is, like,
also picture editing
awesome on there.
It's big, But for just to do stuff in a more, like, easier way, it's better to, like, edit things yourself and not on your phone.
Except for I'm lazy sometimes. You're lazy. Like, I will download anything Sabrina, that tells me it's gonna...
you are my PA. Yeah. Can you pick me up some coffee?
Sabrina, bring me coffee, please. Need it. Need it.
Yeah. Which one do you want this time?
Yeah, literally records me. That was the best video. It's like, you come in with coffee, like, holding it.
Literally,
like,
oh, I bet I've done that around, like, 3 times so far.
Three? I was gonna say, like, 30.
I probably got you coffee more than you needed, but I recorded you at least 3-4 times.
Yeah. More than I needed is not a thing, because I could just have coffee all day. I had coffee last night at, like, I don't know, like, 9 o'clock at night.
No, I believe it.
I did. I made an Instagram video of it. It's a boomerang. It's probably still there. Good check. At Ashley at their coral.
Oh, my gosh.
Plug it.
Shameless self-promo.
Whatever. We're narcissists now. We talk about ourselves. It's fine.
I mean, you know, that's true. In this chair, oh my god. It's fine. So much noise.
It's fine. I was thinking about this earlier when I picked you up. I was like, you know, if I was, like, a true vlogger, like, really, like, was gonna buy into this, like, influencer social media thing, I would have video recorded you. Like, it's not organic, like, or normal or natural for me to take out my phone and record every single moment. Like, I don't know how people do it.
I think it's because you haven't started out with it.
Right.
And you're just trying to, like, you're just not even from the generation. It's just more of, like, you haven't picked it up until, like, later. Like, right. You didn't start off with it. Like, you didn't find a passion for it. But now, because you're trying to find an outlet for it, like, you started in the wrong mindset at the wrong time that you just can't take out a camera or your phone to record things.
Because I feel like people are, like, always looking. I think it's that. It's, like, that self-conscious, like, mm-hmm. people are staring at me.
Yeah, I totally feel that. Because, like, there are times where, like, I go travel to LA, I'll go travel to Chicago.
Flex. And
wow, 2 major cities. And I'll have my vlog camera out, and I always see people looking. But then there are times where people would be like, hey, vlog live, what's up? And then they just, like, head off into the vlog, and I'm like, it's all good.
I'd be awkward.
Because I just feel like, since there's so many social media influencers, that people are seen more and more with vlog cameras, or they're vlogging with their phones. Like, it's the big thing right now.
Like, it's literally, like, so, like, Rose and Rosie, or, like, Tana Mojo, like, they'll record on their phones or, like, small vlog cameras. Then you have, like, Jake Ball, who's, like, literally, like, giant Canon with a like, boom mic on it. Like, he literally walks around with, like, this big camera. Like, I could not do
like, but if you like see that. Like, if you see that randomly on the street, you're gonna be like, what is he doing?
Right.
But then you'll go home, and then you'll see the actual video. And you'll be like,
I've never seen an actual, like, YouTuber out. I would love to videotape, like, see them just talking to themselves. Because, like, it makes sense when you're watching the video. You're like, I'm there with you. Like, but they're by themselves.
But you've seen me vlog before.
Yeah.
So, like.
But when they're by themselves, that's what really gets me.
It looks weird.
Yeah.
It does look weird. I definitely have I've gotten a few stares while vlogging in the city, like, a bunch of all those people. But, like, I think after doing it for so long, because I've been vlogging for about maybe a year and a half now.
Plug it. What's your YouTube?
Exit Essence, the same as my Instagram.
We'll put it in the description. Click the description below.
Oh, they'll be able to see it on our Instagram anyway.
Not true. You know what? You know what we didn't do in the last podcast? Make sure you like and subscribe.
Make sure you listen on all platforms where you listen to all your podcasts.
Yeah. All right. I think it's
I sound so cringy right now.
It is cringy. It's like shameless self-promote. It's like narcissism. It really is.
It is. But
the truest form.
But yeah, after, like, vlogging for, like, a year and a half, I feel like I've gotten used to it. Like, I don't care. My hand's out in the open with a tiny M3 in my hand. You know, like, camera flipped up and everything, you know. I think it's just, it makes it fun, though. Like, when you don't care what people say. Because Or, like, even when they look at you, because you're only going to see them for a short second.
All I want is a couple's video channel, YouTube channel, like Rose and Rosie. I feel like they do so well.
Me too.
Don't you just, like, goals? Couple goals.
I love YouTube couples. They're so cute.
When they my Tinder bio, looking for a girl to be my YouTube.
Looking for a guy to make dance covers with.
Must be able to YouTube. Only want girlfriend for YouTube collab channel.
Not even that, but...
couples channel.
Know how to use a camera. Right. Is the first step.
Like Shannon Beveridge, like, the Now This Is Living or whatever she does. Mm-hmm. And then she, like, her whole relationship with Cammie Scott was, like, on YouTube.
Yeah.
And now, like, and Cammie Scott now has her own YouTube. And both of their significant others, like, I'm pretty sure Shannon's dating the singer Fletcher. Mm-hmm. And Cammie's dating this girl Kara. Like, they keep them off. Like, they're, like, never on there.
My favorite YouTube couple has to be Whaley and Wah. So, basically, they're, like, in the Asian American community. Mm-hmm. Whaley is in the beauty community on YouTube. And they have this couple vlog channel called Wally TV. That's and cool. I just love watching their vlogs all the time. I love Whaley. Like, she helps me through so much, like, girl. Like, one day Whaley is, like, listening to this, like, thank you so much for all your wisdom. But, like, I learned a lot of life things through Whaley, and then, like, seeing her relationship with Wah is just so comforting that, like, they've been together for so long, they're not married, and, like, they can still be in a relationship even if they get into, like, big fights, like, they almost right. broke up, and, like, I watched one of their videos where, I forgot who, like, the YouTube company is or whatever, but they have, like, their headphones in and they're, like, mm-hmm. talking about one another. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know,
like,
what you're saying.
Like, the two side of the story yeah. thing. So I watched them on that video and I instantly cried. I will be real. It doesn't take... No, actually, it takes a lot for me to cry.
Not me.
But, like, for things like that, like YouTube couples and, like, stuff that I'm so invested in...
Yeah.
Like, gets all, like, soft and, like, all of that. Like, I do tear up. Like, I cry. But, like, Wally, like, them two, like, I ship it. Like, they're my favorite YouTube
ship
couple.
Ship it.
They're my favorite YouTube couple
I ship ever. Jana. Jake and Jana.
That's a bad one. Jana.
They're gonna make Jana merch. He's like, he keeps saying JanaCon. JanaCon's coming.
Oh my god.
No, my favorite YouTube couple is definitely Rose and Rosie. Like,
oh, I believe it.
They... Honestly, so I was listening or watching them, like, before I, like, came out to my family or anyone, and, which, like, my family should have known, I was watching lesbian YouTubers, like, come on. But I literally watched them all the time, like, just, I don't know, even know how I discovered them, like, probably just, like, scouring the internet or YouTube, and...
Probably through, what's her name? Stevie's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, Allie Hills?
Allie.
It probably was through Allie. Yeah, because Allie made a video to Rose.
Yeah.
But it was like a song. But I just went back and watched all of their videos and, like, I don't know, it's just, it made me feel comfortable and, like, connected to that community where I hadn't been. Like, I hadn't figured out who I was really. And, like, they made it seem like it's fine.
Right.
Like,
you're and fine. I think the big thing about these two YouTube couples is that they're genuine.
Yeah.
They're super genuine. Like, I know I watch Rose and Rosie when I'm with you.
Yeah.
And then watching...
That's because I force everyone to watch them.
And then, like, me watching, like, Wally TV, like, they're real. They don't, like... They censor, of course, like, curse words and stuff like that, but, like, they're, like, real with each other. Like, Whaley, she'll talks about things on the internet that she probably shouldn't be talking about, but she does it anyway.
Instant demonetization. Yeah.
But she's always just like, girl, you know what? We sisters. Like, that's our fandom name. We sisters.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that James Charles thing?
Oh, my God. I can't. I feel like I think that James Charles needs, like, a hiatus from YouTube. And needs just to come back fresh.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know why in his apology video he was calling out for his mom. Be like, I'm sorry. Just, like...
Listen, like...
You have your Jake mom's
Paul,
number.
If Jake Paul can literally come back from the stuff he's done, and Logan Paul from that, like, crazy video in the forest or whatever.
I still can't forgive Logan Paul for
that. I can't either. I can barely watch him. He's very cringy. But, like, he definitely has changed his entire, like, way he does things in videos now.
Right.
Like, he had to. He had to.
No matter what,
he clean had his to, act up. But... I mean, Jake Paul's just got so much energy that, like, I just think he's on, like, massive amounts of drugs all the time. He's not, though, but, like, it feels that way. He's so...
Team 10, it's every day, bro. No, just, every day. Oh, that's so gross. Every day,
bro. That's Disney so Channel gross. Blue.
No! I can't believe you know that.
That's the only part I know.
I don't care.
You know why? Because I worked in a middle school, like, literally. Oh,
that's right. That's right. You worked with kids.
Yeah, this kid, Aiden, he... they were doing, like, a water droplet. They had to do this, like, project on the water cycle.
Yeah.
And they could do a rap, they could do, or a song, they could do drawing, video, whatever. He's, like, he was obsessed with Jake Paul. And he remade the It's Every Day, Bro song. And it was, like, it's every day, bro, with that water droplet flow. It starts at the top, and it goes. It's just, like,
it was middle school. That's sick. Really creative.
It was really good. Like, and it went through the whole water cycle, and I was, like, dang.
That kid's gonna go far.
Yeah, I was, like, but it's, like, that's the mentality of kids now. It's, like, how can I be famous? How can I get money, like, immediately and, like, be an influencer? Or, like, they see, like, Jake Paul or whoever, like, with, like, crazy cars and Teslas that drive themselves and, like, right. all this stuff. And they're, like, think that it's just, like, instantaneous.
But, like, when they grow up, they're going to see, like, that actually people do work hard
mm-hmm.
to create content, to do all those things, to get sponsorships. And
it's, like, one in a million that, like, a Jake Paul is, like, one in a million that, like, makes that much, like, overnight like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, they talk about it. Him and Logan talk about it all the time. Like, they've been making videos since they were, like, 10 years old.
On Vine.
Yeah, like... You know what I mean?
I remember when Vine was a thing.
Yes. And there's going to be a second one, but Vine got bought out by Twitter or something, like...
Or whatever, but I feel like the new thing is TikTok now.
TikTok, which was Musical.ly.
Exactly.
Like, when did it change?
I don't even know.
I have Musical.lys out there.
Yeah, I do. I know that. My sister used to do Musical.lys.
I did it, and, like, now I look back and I just, like, ugh.
Nope, I just do dance covers on Instagram and YouTube.
I just, like...
That's basically what I do.
Take pictures in the same spot in my bedroom.
Like, please don't pull a Kristen Stewart and make the same face.
Oh, my God. How does she talk? She's like...
No, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm stopping you right now.
She's so awkward.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, I feel like I really... It's so nice out and we're inside. And this is, like, the true life of an influencer. True life.
Unless you're out vlogging.
That's true. I guess we could, like, you can't really podcast outside.
No, you can't.
There's a lot of ambiance outside sounds. You could do one at night. Ooh. With, like, outdoor sounds. Or I could just plug them in afterwards in post.
Way to keep it real.
Yeah. We're, like, really real here. Everything's organic and natural.
And we got a fire right next to our desk. Yeah. Burns the whole place down.
Inserts crackling.
Or you know what you can do? Like, on film sets, like, post-production, fire crackling could be, like, paper crumbling.
I know. Like, Foley is so crazy. Yeah. I went to, like, a soundstage once. Or, like, and I watched a video about it, like, the art of Foley,
mm-hmm.
and it's, like, it's insane the things that they use to make some of the sound, like, footsteps in snow, yeah. or, like, I'm just, like, well, why don't you just get some snow?
I was having a meeting with my advisor one day, and he was talking to this other student, and he was, like, oh, what can you do to put in, like, a sound effect of, like, a car driving or whatever, like, what can you use for this? And he pulled up an example, I forgot which movie it was from, but, like, it was, like, a hard turn because it was, like, a car chase or whatever
yeah.
on, like, a dirt road. And instead of, like, having, like, a real engine revving, it was, like, a tiger growling.
That's crazy.
And it was just, like, that fits so well together.
If you watch, there's a YouTube video, literally, The Art of Foley, and it's, like, it's really cool.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it before, don't worry.
It's really, really cool. Like, the things that they do are just insane. It blows my mind.
It makes me love film so much. It yeah. makes me love the production of film. Like, granted, like, I cannot be a director to save my life, but somehow I directed my thesis film.
I think because you had to, probably.
I think I had to, but then, like, I also was passionate about the topic of my thesis film.
Yeah.
And,
when are you gonna, like, so you won't release that to, like, the public, right? You'll just do it for festivals and then eventually?
Eventually. Once it gets past, like, the festival stage is when I probably will be able to release everything. Only because a lot of festivals are really high maintenance.
Yeah.
About having their content being put out into the world like that.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just basically a part of their rules. Mm. But I'm still in post-production for it. I'm still editing it to make it as perfect as it can be. Because my advisor voiced that it could really win an award.
That's cool.
So I'm still working hard on it.
So cool.
Might have to go back to New York to reshoot some scenes or, like, add fillers.
Yeah.
But.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything like that. I did make, like, my thesis was, like, a business plan.
Yeah.
So I had, like, I had to pick a company. I think I chose the nonprofit I used to work for, Music Saves Lives, mm-hmm. and I did, like, a full, like, event planning business plan for them, like, a rebrand.
Right.
And it was complete, like, BS. Like, I made everything up. But, like, it was cool. I did. I got an A on it. That's fine. I did, like, crazy stuff in undergrad. Like, I was in a group project, and, like, we had to come up with, I don't even know, like, we did something for, like, DreamWorks where like, an immersive experience prior to going in to see a film. So, like, mm-hmm. say you're going to see, like, Shrek, like, with right. your kids or whatever, and you walk into a movie theater, like, the marketing that would be done for that film, instead of it just being, like, the poster boards or whatever, like,
and the trailer.
Yeah, like, all that stuff. You would literally walk in and it'd be something, like, we combined this company Magic Leap with, like, so it's all the, like, augmented reality. So you'd mm-hmm. walk into, like, yeah. a booth and you, like, put the glasses on and be inside of Shrek's world.
Yeah.
And, like, there'd be little extras. So it would be an immersive experience prior to walking in and seeing the film, or right after you see the film, you walk out and you can do that.
And I also feel like it's also a smart idea to have, like, products and merchandise out for the film, stuff like that they do, you know?
Yeah, I just think that's so cool. Like, the things that we have now, especially, like, virtual reality and augmented reality, like, to be able to see, like, some, like, the Magic Leap website does this, like, you put the glasses on and you literally see, like, a whale flying through, or, like, a tiny elephant in your hand. It's, like, the craziest stuff.
That's so crazy.
You know, and, like, why couldn't we use that for marketing and, like, be able to immerse people into films right. even more, like, where you're walking around.
I feel like within, like, years from now it'll happen, because there's technology that's always, always changing. But, like, right now we're not, like, there yet.
I know. I watched a film recently. Oh, Ready Player One.
Oh, I love that movie.
Where they literally, like, are
They're in the game.
It's, but, like, they're in real, like, it's virtual reality, but they're, like, they are immersed in it.
Like, immersed in, like, they're, like, they... For people who don't know what Ready Player One is, it's basically a film that you should go watch, but it's basically this kid. It's all about VR, but, like, when you have that VR headset, you're in the game. Like, you're playing in it.
And he, like, was held up by, like, I feel like he was in a full body suit.
Yeah, full body suit, and, like, you're in, like, one of those, like, I guess it's, like, strings attached, so you're bumping into each other and stuff like that, but, like, you're basically, you put yourself in that game, you know? It's, like, one of those, it's almost like, I don't know if you guys watch Fairly Odd Parents or, like, this super old, but, like, yes. when he had the headset on and yep. he was magically in the TV playing yeah. that game. But, yeah, it's basically, it's so cool, and it just basically puts, like, another view on how gaming can be into,
like, because we have that reality. In gaming now. Like, gaming is kind of at that point. I mean, it can get better.
A little bit, yeah.
I know at Full Sail they had a whole, because they have the game design degree, mm-hmm. and they have a whole, like, studio setup where they have, like, a treadmill or, like, a walking thing. You get buckled in, you put the headphones on, you literally walk, and you can walk on this thing and, like, shoot and whatever. It's really cool.
It's so crazy how, like, gaming and technology can get to that point.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, my brain cannot come.
Like, for me, like, putting a VR set, like, I am super afraid. I get super anxious putting something over my eyes.
Well, that, and in your ears, too. It's like, in your ears. I don't, that's what freaks me out, because you're, like, completely, like,
in a whole nother world.
Yeah, you're not like, in tune to what's happening around you.
What was it? That game, what is it? It's like the guy and the little girl. Like, is it like This Is Us or something like that? Or like,
I have no idea what you're talking
about. I don't know. There's like this game, and they're like, it involves like zombies that like crawl or whatever, but they're not like actually zombies. But it's basically a storyline about how like the world got infected.
Yeah.
And this girl is the only one that can cure
everybody. This is a video game?
Yeah, it's a video game.
My brother probably knows.
Probably. And imagine putting a VR there, and you have to, like, turn around and, like, make sure you're not being jumped from behind.
Have you ever played Resident Evil?
Once.
Okay, that game is so scary. I cannot imagine being immersed into it.
Right? In a VR. And, like, for me, like, because I hate putting stuff over my face and, like, being blindfolded, that, like, to me, I feel like I won't get the full VR experience because I think I'm just looking at a screen through goggles.
Right. And you're so anxious that you
can't,
like...
I'm so anxious that I can't, like, do anything. Like, I'd rather die in the game than kind of move around.
Serena, go. You're like, no. No,
I can't. I can't move.
Like, I'll just stay here.
I mean, if you put me in Mario, like, bet.
Got you. All day.
Put me in Zelda. I'm all for it.
Do you remember the Disney game? What was it? Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, I can't believe they made a new one.
Really?
Didn't There's they a make new a new one?
I think so, maybe.
Yeah, they made a new one, and my cousin and I were kind of shitting on it because all of it is just story and not action.
Oh, really?
Because it's stories of, like, each, like, Disney character plus the Kingdom Hearts characters and stuff like that. And we just sit there and we just watch the story. And then he'll complete a quest, and then it takes another, like, 7 minutes for... The next part of the story.
This is so much fun. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't played that in so long. Since, like, PlayStation 2.
I tried playing it once, but, like, I'm not that coordinated with, like, using two joysticks on a controller.
Yeah.
So I can't do it. So, like, I play stuff like Super Mario, I play Smash, I play Pokemon.
My brother plays PUBG on his phone. It's like Fortnite or whatever. But better, because Fortnite's
trash.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Says you. All the small children are going to come after you. All the middle schoolers out there are just, they hate you.
The 12-year-old coming after a 22-year-old.
Yeah, right? They're going to come at you doing, like, the Fortnite dance. Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know it.
You can literally, like, make a scary film about kids being brainwashed by Fortnite, and they just walk around doing the Fortnite dances all
and then
day.
You hear somebody say, Fortnite sucks, and they just go,
yeah.
Like, they turn their heads.
Oh my god, it's like the apocalypse of small children.
For Fortnite.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, literally, like, the kid that I used to, because I used to work as a behavioral health professional, and the kiddo I had, he was, like, obsessed with Fortnite. And that's literally all they would talk about in school. Like, anything that had, like, that they could turn into a Fortnite reference was, like, that's what they did.
I'd rather watch my brother play Minecraft and Overwatch than seeing him play Fortnite.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it so much. Like, it's so annoying.
There's this one night he was playing Fortnite with a bunch of friends on, like, New Year's, and they had a whole, like, disco ball counting down to New Year's in Fortnite time. I'm like, is this real?
Yes, they like, get lost in it. It's so weird. But that's what they did. They marketed it. It's, like, shiny things and pretty colors, and, like,
you get to build stuff.
Yeah, and it's...
You can't do that in Minecraft.
It's literally just, like, they took all the things that, like... can catch a kid's eye, and they put it in Fortnite, but at the end of the day, it's just a shooter game.
It's a shooter game. You, like, build your fort to hide.
Which, like, I tried playing it once.
Last man standing.
It's literally Hunger Games.
Literally.
That's what it is. It's Hunger Games for like, small children.
Props to them.
They made a ton of money.
With, like, keeping the attention span of a tiny human.
Well, I mean, that's what they... Because they come out with, like, seasons or whatever, yeah, and they're constantly changing. They, like when the Avengers came out, like whatever, Avengers 52.
There's like different costumes, there's like different dances now. Yeah.
They got sued for, PUBG sued them because PUBG came out first. Yeah. And that's basically the same thing, is that like, save, or whatever it is, the last one standing or whatever it's called, like, I don't even know. But Battle Royale, they came out that first, and then here came Fortnite, same, like, principles, and then, but just, like, shinier things, you know.
Simpler things.
Yeah, and that's basically what it was.
Yeah, it's just all the graphics.
And they constantly change, like, their, like, what's in the game and the different missions and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm not a gamer, so.
I don't know, I grew up playing games because I have, like, 3 younger brothers, so, like.
I mean, I grew up playing games because of my cousins. Like, Nintendo game systems everywhere, and then my brother came along and was just like, oh, look, PS4, you know? And I always played Nintendo. Sega
as a kid. Sega?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
We had, like, we played Sonic, like, all the time. Or, like, the Nintendo 64. Or, like, the ones where you have to, like, blow into the things to make them work. Does that actually, like, do anything? I don't know.
Probably not. But we just grew up in a generation where, like, you know, tap the...
ASMR of just, like...
blowing the game cartridge, yeah. And then, like, tapping the back of the yes. remote to see if the batteries are still working.
Oh, my God. Like, we used to play, like, Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
I call it, like, Mario. It's awesome.
But, yeah, I grew up playing, like, Pokemon on, like, the SP.
I thought I was, like, the coolest thing in the world when I was a kid because, I lived in a, like, super small town, and... Mm-hmm. My best friend was a guy, and, like, he's still, like, my best friend, but literally I hung out with, like, mostly, like, guys because, like, I don't know, I was a tough kid as a child. I don't know, I just didn't want to play, like, Barbies, and so, like, we always hung out, and, like, Pokemon cards were, like, a big thing then.
Oh, my God.
And I just, like, I had no idea what they did or what the deal was with them, but, like, my family bought me tons and tons of Pokemon cards so I could be cool, and, like, I had the book, and I, like, put all this, and then all the, like, little, the boys would be like, oh, my God, like, you have that card? I'm like, yeah, I do. Like, it's, and I was so the coolest.
Funny. I grew up with Pokemon cards, too. I got, like, my own stack, and then my cousin gave me all his old Pokemon. Yeah. So then, like, on the bus on the way to school, I would do Pokemon trading.
Yeah.
With, like, the guy on the bus, and then, like, there were one times where, like, I had such a big collection that, like,
I had so many.
I had my friend come over, and it's been so long since, like, I've seen him. Like, he also lives in Vegas right now. But we had a Pokemon card battle. I had, like, the mat and everything. I had the coin. And I won.
Not to toot my own horn, but,
you know. I won, just so you know. But, yeah, it was so much fun. Life was so much simpler back then, mm-hmm. like, just playing Pokemon.
Pokemon and Pogs? Yeah. Did you have Pogs? Yeah. What? I don't know what they were. They're just, like, little tiny discs that had, like, things on them. Like,
yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna Google right now, like, you're gonna hear the, what are Pogs?
My favorite was, like, the triangle where you have to, like, skip with the little pegs.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's see.
What you got up
Pogs.
Here?
Pogs, generically called Milk Caps, is a game that was popular among children during the mid to 1990s. I think it's just mid-1990s, not mid-to-1990s. The brand name Pog is owned by the World Pog Federation. Like, what is it, though?
They're, milk caps. That's
what it says. But they're literally just, like, little cardboard pieces with pictures on them. And we collect them. Like, I had this, like, pog container thing.
Oh, I believe it.
But, like, and some are, like, holographic. I don't know. I
think it is just more of, like, a collector's item than anything. Like, as kids, like, we learned to start collecting things.
Yeah. Pokemon cards, pogs.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, I don't think I ever got into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Me neither, but, like, all my friends were into Yu-Gi-Oh. I'm just like, nah, I'm gonna stick with my Pokemon.
We collected, like, everything. But I had those, like, hit clips. Play, like, 5 seconds of a song.
I never got to experience hit clips.
Really? I still have a hit clip player down in the basement.
I cannot reach you right now.
I do. I tell you, I keep everything. It's probably worth, like, $1 million.
I just feel like, also, growing up in, like, an Asian traditional household, like, I wasn't able to get any of those stuff because my parents thought that it was useless.
Like, my parents were like, is it going to get you to stay out of my hair? Because then, yes, you can have it.
Like, I would mention it, and they would say no, and then that would be it. Like, that's it. That's the only conversation I could ever have with my parents.
Oh, no,
like, can I get this? No. Like, that's a waste. And so I would just go out with without experiencing them. But I still know what they were because my friends had them. And because my friends had them, like, I would be able to, like, listen to them.
I didn't have, like, when I was an only child, like, well, actually, after my brother Kyle was born, but, like, before Chase was born, my mom, like, my parents didn't allow, like, sugary cereals. We didn't have, like, video games. There was no, like, at her house. And then, you know, I'd go down to Jersey and we had video games or whatever. But, like, at her house, I didn't have that. Right. And then, because, you know, she didn't want that for me growing up. And then Chase was born. And it was like, you can have video games. You can have... It was like...
You can have whatever you want.
It was
want.
Just like, basically by like kid number two, they were like, all right.
No, literally. Yeah.
What's going to keep you busy?
My sister was born. And she's like, okay, you know what? You can do all this.
Yeah. Okay. We had everything.
Experiments with the firstborn.
Yeah. Chase literally, he had... That's when we started having video games. But I don't know that we had them until we moved from Jackman to here.
Right.
Like... I think it was when we moved that we got, like, PlayStation and stuff.
Yeah.
When my mom was in law school. But before that, we didn't.
I know for a fact that growing up, I never got into those game systems until I was hanging out with my cousins a lot more. And then my sister would be the one to always get the new game system first. Like, the Game Boy came out. Like, and we were playing our cousin's Game Boys, but then, like, the Game Boy Advance SP, my sister got that.
I have an OG Game Boy here. Like, the gray one that, they're, like, Tetris.
Oh, yeah, I have the OG DS, the blocky silver one.
Yep.
I got that as a gift, but my sister got all the new ones. Like, she basically has almost every version of the DS besides the OG one. Like, she got the light.
Like the Game Boy Color. The, like, little, like...
Yeah, the SP, she had one of those. And then she got the DS Lite or whatever. And then she...
We had the GameCube.
We had the GameCube. Like,
just a box.
And then, like, my favorite was, like, the little jingle. The da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And then, like, boom.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, we had, like, the Nintendo Cube. Like, the Wii. Like,
we had a Wii.
She bought a Switch. Like...
I think Becca still has a Wii. She does, like, Wii Fit or whatever.
Yeah, she still has my Just Dance game.
Just kidding.
But you know, I don't even play it anymore, so.
Ooh, we can go play it at our house. She has it set up.
Yeah. And then, like, I got the Xbox Kinect that, like, I want to start playing.
My friend Regina has that. Like, we used to try to play with her son Carson. Like, we'd try to play, like, the games with him, but he's too short for the, like, thing. Like, it wouldn't pick up on him and us. Like, we couldn't play at the same time. It was cool.
I got the Sims game for the Xbox 360. I haven't played it because I was in college, but you know what I'm going to be doing this summer?
Catch me on the couch playing Sims. Oh my goodness.
Or in my bed playing Pokemon on my DS.
Do you have Pokemon Go?
I used to.
Or is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called that. Yeah, I used to, but then I stopped playing it.
When I was on tour, like, I think it was the first year, maybe the second year, like, before they caught on to, like, people getting Pokemon, like, while driving or whatever,
yeah,
like, I would sit on the bus and, like, we'd be driving through, like, all different states. I mean, just, like, collecting Pokemon.
Going Pokemon everywhere you go.
And it was, like, a huge thing, like, at all the festival grounds or whatever. We'd, like, all the bands would be, like, walking around with their phones, like, catching Pokemon. It's, like, so ridiculous.
See, I like the idea of Pokemon Go, but then I feel like because I'm such... I'm so used to playing it on, like, a console that, like, I like the original, like, Pokemon games. Like, I have Ruby, I had I have Alpha Sapphire, and then I have Pokemon Moon, and then Pokemon
Ultra Moon. I don't know what any of this means.
It's basically, like, the new games, oh. You know, like, their new generation of Pokemon, but, you know, original.
I'm like, I know Ash and Pikachu.
The original 150.
No clue.
I remember...
Charizard.
I remember growing up, and I, like, memorized the whole Pokemon rap song. And I'm like,
I that's can't... a thing? Okay.
Yeah. Like, they list all, like, original
Pokemon rap song. Hold on.
Okay, let's not...
We're gonna play it.
Just a little bit of it.
Just a little.
Before we get copyrighted.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. Aww. I really don't remember it. But, like, this is basically what it was.
This is not a rap song.
Oh, no, you just wait. You just wait until they start listening to Pokemon.
Yes! Good.
I literally remembered every Pokemon that way because of this whole rap. Oh, and it, like, it ended it with, like, Pokemon, catch them all!
Oh, God. Like, oh, God. Like... can we just talk about, Mini Jake Paul?
Oh, my God.
Has a song. Okay. I'm gonna play it for you real quick. Real quick, though. It's so ridiculous. And a music video. Copyright.
I already can't listen to this anymore. I can't do this anymore. Like, already. He hit us with the kra.
This kid's definitely being exploited.
Oh, yeah, he is. Definitely. Big time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. It's right.
What is life?
What is this episode, to be quite honest?
I don't know. Started out real strong.
And then we
ended
just,
with some mini Jake Paul raps and some Pokemon raps. It's good.
I don't think we should. Are we going to really end this episode like that?
I could end it with "It's Every Day, Bro."
Oh, no, please don't. That's where you're canceled. That's where we just cut off the episode, like, right away. Like, no goodbyes or anything. We're just gonna stop.
We're sorry. We no longer will be renewing for another season.
We're sorry. We're experiencing some technical difficulties with my co-host.
She's lacking in taste.
In music. Yeah. After being more musically inclined than I am.
Oh my gosh. All right, we should end this, and I really, really am hungry right now.
Me too, to be quite honest.
We put out podcasts every week, new topics on every episode, but no promises that we're going to stick to the topic.
Actually, I think our next topic we'll stay true to
it.
We'll
try.
You know what?
I'll try. I go off on tangents. I just can't help it.
You know what? Stay tuned for next week's episodes, and you'll tap into our dating lives.
Well, yeah.
Oh, so. God.
The non-existent dating lives.
Anyway, guys, we'll chat with you later.
See ya.
Bye.